time for our monthly visit with Robin Witten, editor of Audiophile magazine and our guru on the world of audiobooks. Welcome, Robin. So are you going to survive tax day this weekend?
Well, I hope so. You can get a lot of advice from some of the audiobooks that are about right now.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Which titles would you recommend that folks pick up to help them through this time?
I don't know. I think you need to have read them a little bit before.
I know. Okay, next year. Next year.
But you know, one of the popular financial shows, of course, is Susie Orman's show on CNBC, and I think a lot of people who watch that often will investigate some of her writings, and her books are really quite interesting. She has a new book, Women and Money, that is recently out, and. You know, what's interesting is when you contrast a little bit of her, the personality that you see on the TV show, and then when she's actually doing a workshop or reading one of her books, the style is a little different.
Hmm.
And I think it suits the big personality part, you know, suits TV well, and when she has guests and interviews and things. But when she's delivering some of her lessons, if you will, you know, she has a very approachable and thoughtful way of sharing these ideas with a listener.
Well, I want to go off topic a little bit, away from tortured tax day for a moment. I noticed that Susie actually narrates a lot of her own books, but then others are done by professional narrators. Why do you think she kind of goes back and forth, and what's your opinion on that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's interesting. Usually authors you know, sort of stick with either they do their own books or they have someone else do them. Susie is very skilled at it. I think she's had a couple. The Money Class is one of her books that is narrated by a professional. And it may be a matter of scheduling at a time when other things are going on in the author's lives. They don't have time to commit to doing their own narrations. But sometimes if you have someone who is very skilled at their live communication, so you take Susie, who is, obviously, she has her TV show, and then you take someone like, say, Michael Lewis, who is more of a writer who, you know, does not have, although he appears in public, he's not a public speaker all the time. So in Boomerang, which is his book, you have a professional narrator, Dylan Baker, who has actually, I think, read several of his titles. You get a little bit more of an understanding, perhaps, of the text. That isn't, you know, I can't. It's not exclusive. But sometimes you get something that's a little different, and sometimes with more complex subjects, and you know, you're not doing a workshop style that Susie's is, but you're exploring a historical and recent cultural phenomena. You get something a little different with a professional narrator.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you ever known a case where, you know, an author insisted on reading his own book and the producers kind of had to put a stop to it? I mean, certainly all of us that love audiobooks have heard some author-read books that we wished had been narrated by a pro.
Right. Well, I think that would indicate that maybe the author has the last word.
Mm.
But, you know, I think authors also find that it's hard work. And they may not be, as they've often will say, you know, this is much harder than giving a lecture. You know, you're being corrected for your pronunciations. You have to go over lines, and it's quite a bit more difficult. And, you know, but I think oftentimes, you know, authors who are good and like their work and then they project well, and that enthusiasm is quite quite important to our listening and enjoyment. And sometimes the enthusiasm will help to, and that sort of passion that the author has, you know, may overcome some, you know, vocal peculiarities, perhaps.
Said very, very kindly and diplomatically.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the books that you're looking at, the Harry Markopoulos, No One Would Listen, is an interesting sort of combination of the author, a narrator who takes sort of an overall role, and then all of the interview voices that are little parts of newscasts and comments from investors who were Bernie Madoff's victims. It's really quite an interesting piece and spans something quite different.
Right. I actually noticed that your magazine Audiophile also had some features on Money Matter books this month. Do you want to just list some of them? Tell us a little about some of them.
Right. Well, we do, actually. Our feature that's called Learning by Ear is the topic is Your Money and Your Life. And we always have reviews of several new books that are out, and including most of them actually are read by professional narrators in this case, this time. And then a book list that goes back over several years. Our editor likes to make sure that we are reminded of the best books that he knows of on the topic of financial health. So in the new reviews, we have a book by John Robbins called The New Good Life, which is interesting. He's the heir to the Baskin-Robbins inheritance, and he's sort of not followed the family fortunes and has a very interesting story to tell about money. The Ten Commandments of Money, and Debt Free for Life. I love the topic. The titles of a lot of these books are pretty interesting.
Yeah,
they get you going right at the beginning.
So readers can check up on audiophile.com.
Audiophilemagazine.com.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Robin. This is a lot to chew on to get ready for tax day and maybe be better prepared for next year. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Nice to talk with you, Emily.
Bye.